For VOA News, here's Edward Uranian.
More questions were raised than were answered Tuesday after Iranian media showed video of a group of over 20 people arrested for alleged involvement in Saturday's attack on a military parade in the mostly Arab Ahvaz region of the country. The FARS news agency named five alleged perpetrators, several of whom were killed, claiming that three of the men were brothers. The country's intelligence minister, Mahmoud Alawi, vowed a stern response to the attack and insisted that all of the country's security forces were trying to uncover information on the attack and who was behind it. He says that the military and security forces, along with the Revolutionary Guard and police, will work until they identify all the culprits behind the attack and then punish them, delivering a message to the world that it will react in the face of what he called such crimes against humanity. The country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, along with several Revolutionary Guard commanders, accused Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, along with the United States. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the allegations ludicrous, while Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denied the U.S. had any role in the attack. Pompeo told Fox News that it is an enormous mistake to blame others when you have a security incident at home. Former Iranian President Abu Hassan Bani Sadr tells VOA that terrorism is increasingly an international phenomenon, so while it is unclear who was behind the Ahvaz attack, he doubts it could have happened without outside help. He says that unless nation states or foreign powers support acts of violence, no independent organization, whatever it be called, can use violence for a long period of time. Former President Bani Sadr, however, thinks that the Iranian people have reacted to the attack by rejecting violence. All Iranian political factions, he argues, are opposed to any kind of violence, including any retaliation by Ayatollah Khamenei. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.